Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Summer nights in the summer. Hey, Sammy. How you doing, buddy?
When's the last time you saw him?
Oh, it's been forever. Over a year.
Last weekend?
No. Forever.
All right.
Yeah. But, you know, we're friendly.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did you make out with his wife or something? Something weird?
No. His wife's really protective of him, as you would be, I suppose, right? Like, she questions everything. Kari. Yeah. Hi, Kari.
He's a business.
He certainly is that, Ben. Yep. Hey, guys. It's Friday. We're going to have ourselves a hot summer night tonight. It's going to be fantastic. We can stay up past 7:30. It's like we're all grown up and have a life. It's like that. None of it's probably true, but, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good one. I'm so excited.
For what?
Just for it to be Friday.
Okay.
I love Friday. You know that.
We had back to school night last night.
So was that? Was it awesome?
I didn't go. I stayed with the little one.
Oh,
the birthday girl.
Lucky.
Today's her day.
Oh, happy birthday, Edie. 4 years old. So hard to believe. Hard to believe 4 years have gone by.
And yet, it's also, wow.
Blink of an eye.
2 years locked inside with that kid.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Super fun. Well, she went into the pandemic in diapers and came out on the other side a little girl.
One thing's for sure, we are tight.
That's great.
We are tight.
It is great.
No doubt.
For a lot of people, they got the kind of quality time that everybody whines about having, not having enough of, you know?
Yep. We are tight. But so the missus took the oldest one to her back to school social.
Yeah.
And they got to meet their teachers and.
Oh, so fun.
Do that stuff. See who's in their class because you don't know. I feel like my class is sort of just. The whole class moved forward. It seems like here they do kind of a re.
They try to mix it up a little.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Yeah.
So she got to meet all her other kid. But me and Edie just stayed home. And so I was hanging with her.
Phew.
And then when they got back, I said, all right, good night, everyone. Good night now.
I've got work bright and early in the morning. Mm. In fact, before it's even bright. And I don't even know if this just qualifies as late. Not early. You're up late.
So that was my night, a big
Well,
adventure.
That's super fun. Yeah.
We had back to school too, but we didn't go.
Oh, why didn't you go?
It's funny. Well, it was kind of last. We didn't know about it, I guess. But they didn't. They don't allow kids to go. So they're like, hey, you leave your kids at home.
Oh, we've had a few of those where you just the parents go in and meet the teacher. And
right. That's what it was. And I had this thing booked. I was out late last night till like 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God. You were out till 8 o'clock?
It was crazy. But I had this appointment for a Barry's boot camp thing that a buddy was like, man, you got to try this. It'll kick your ass. And I'm like, all right, I guess
you
so.
You went and did a boot camp.
I did a boot camp.
7 o'clock at night?
Oh, no, my God.
The boot camp was at like 4:30.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tara, the trainer, amazing, kicked my ass. But then we had dinner afterwards, me and my buddy, to talk. It went till like, you know, 8 o'clock, and I was like, I gotta get out of here.
This is
getting late. You know, it wasn't even that. He was like, really? I'm like, dude, you have no idea. You don't get it.
Nobody does. Like, nobody, you know, the people who are up right now, a lot of them are, you know, if they have to get up at this hour, they're like the only ones who you can really commiserate with. Everyone else is like, so what? You got up early.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. He's like, no, you don't understand. My entire life is shifted toward making sure I can, because we got to be able to think. It's mm-hmm. not just being like, fine, plenty of people go into work and they're freaking zombies and you know who you are.
Yeah.
And they are not keeping it together, and they're not, you know, they don't have to, you know,
all
be,
you have to
be
do
amusing.
Is land in the doorway at the hour expected and you're home free.
That's not the same.
I've had those gigs though. Trust me. And I there's times, I'm sure you've felt this too. Not that I don't love what we do, but there are times when you think, oh, it'd be nice to have a gig I didn't give one bleep about.
Yep.
Just mm-hmm. whatever, man.
Yeah. Well, we've all had those gigs, and you know, it's true. You show up at 8:01. You know, oops, I'm a minute late. Oh, that traffic in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. It was
count
crazy.
These widgets. You got
right.
it. Right. One.
No problem.
Two. Recount them.
Oops.
I think you got it wrong. No problem.
I did it. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it all day. All day. Yeah.
You know what? We made a mistake. Move those widgets back over there. No problem. You got it.
Sure thing, boss man.
Yeah. That's I've had that, and I don't. I like what I do. I'm not saying I want something else, but I definitely have moments where I think, especially those moments where you're grinding in bed at whatever hour, and you just think, mm-hmm. "Man, I wish I did not care."
Yep.
But I do.
Caring sucks.
Yeah, the crap that I got from getting home late yesterday, like at 8:30, she goes, "You're always trying to get to bed so early. You get home so late." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know, honey. I'm stressing too. Can you just like lay off of me, dude?"
Oh, this is Anita.
Anita's on me because she's like, you know, because normally at 7:30, I'm like, you know, stiff arming everybody. You know, get off. I gotta go.
Right, I gotta go to bed.
Closing the door.
How dare you go out and have fun?
Right
when you know you have to go to bed.
You're always kind of like bouncing on us in the middle of a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It's hard. It is hard for our people. They have to adapt. But I feel like John really does have his alone time once I'm gone. I'm sure I'm a total nightmare to deal with. So he gets to, you know, have his time.
Oh, I bet you John's very happy boy.
He seems like a happy mm-hmm. boy. I try mm-hmm. to keep him happy by leaving. Good night. And he'll even say, it'll be like 6:45. He goes, "Don't you have to go to bed?" I'm like, "You're right, dear.
Shouldn't you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to be watching the clock or anything.
What are you still doing here?
We had quite a day yesterday.
Me and Tina
and my brother-in-law, Jim, is here. Jimmy, he's fun.
All right.
And John, we all got on the bikes and we took off and went down to the, a lot of people have probably been to the Bay Model and many of them went as a field trip. But it's free. It's the Army Corps of Engineers. It's in Sausalito, and it's right on the waterfront, basically. And you can walk right in there. And it's 2+ acres inside a building. I'm not sure exactly how big it is, but it's humongous. It's like 2 football fields, and it's an actual scale model of the bay. And they run water into it to see, you know, the Army Corps of Engineers does their engineering stuff and how will this affect this delta, how will this it's sort of a big thing to, and you walk all around it and you see, oh, there's the Dumbarton Bridge, and then you're all the way up here, and there's a picture of it.
That's
actually a really good shot of it, because it lays out where there's all these, and there's all kinds of like educational stuff around it, obviously, because, and there's always groups of kids there, but it's free. You walk right in, and it's fascinating. So we went there, spent an hour there, and it was just a gorgeous day. And we go down to this place we like called The Joinery. Ding, ding, shame. And
shame.
And we're sitting outside at a table, sort of halfway between where the water starts and the road, the actual road is, bridgeway. And a dude gets hit on his bike.
Oh, no.
Whoa, what?
Yeah,
this story just went
took a turn.
Wow, what?
Well, and it was everything you think. It was absolutely horrific. Like, it, you know, it's hard to you can't just sit there and eat and not be like cognizant that there's emergency. Well, like we had, like our food gets set down, boom, the this thing happens. And it was, I mean, the guy was not permanently maimed. He was able to be, he was loaded in. He was fully moving all his arms and legs, which was the thing I was sort of looking for. But man, it was full. You know, we always make fun of the Peter from Family Guy, PETA, with the
Oh yeah,
this guy nonstop. It was chilling. I mean, it really was awful. And
whose fault and then, was it?
You know what? We didn't see it happen. And
did you hear it?
Oh yes. Oh, it was right there. It
like
was
40, screeching brakes. Is that what you heard? Or
not
what?
Even screeching brakes. Like he got this guy got hit.
Thump bump a dump.
Thump bump scream. Like you know. Then wow. The car pulls over. They weren't going so fast that they even had to screech their brakes on. It's actually a pretty busy road and sort of a, you know, a road that's packed with pedestrians and so the person fell, and of course the woman who hit him was just crying, and it was just an S show. So
I imagine, yeah, you never want to be involved in that.
No.
And so I don't know
right
if she
around
was,
the,
you know, texting.
Oh no, she
or
was
what her deal
I
was.
I don't know. But. Or if he rode out in front of her. I have no idea. It was right there at a crosswalk.
That's so why I ask, because I'm really constantly interested in the behaviors around the roads. It's crazy when, like, I think I mentioned this once before. I saw this meme that says, I walk enough to hate drivers, but I drive and enough to hate pedestrians too. Something like that, where you're just like,
that's perfect, right?
You can't, some of the behaviors, the just darting across the street on a red on foot,
don't do it, people.
Daring everyone to run you over is. It's. I'll never get used to that or understand it.
Well, and with so many people looking at their phones, what kind of fool do you have to be to jump out into the street? It's just. Anyway, I actually do not know what happened, yeah. And we didn't go over to Looky Loo because there was quite a crowd gathered, and we did feel like it was just jarring, you know, for us. Boo hoo for us, right? We weren't involved. Luckily, the fire department is like one block down. Like they were on the scene really quickly. Obviously then there was an ambulance and it was a nightmare. So we went home, and to cheer us up, we watched The Gray Man. I will say that don't worry about reading the book. It's completely different.
Hadn't seen it at all yet?
No, I hadn't seen it. I think I'm in the third Gray Man book right now, and they're just great. But this guy, I mean, it's like every time he turns around, he's shot, he's stabbed, he's got glass in his feet. Like he's in a
crazy line of work.
He is. But the amount of punishment he takes, and I was glad to see that in this movie, you just think, oh, well, that's it for him. But no, he gets up, you know, he just keeps on taking it. And he's
keeps taking it.
He just keeps on taking it. It's like he doesn't care about his own. I'd be like, okay, I'm tapping out. That's you know, oops, my finger
it doesn't hurt.
I hurt my fingernail.
Nothing hurts.
Well,
powers through it.
He does. He. I don't know if it hurts or not, but powering through it is in fact what he does. So the movie's very good, but consider it a standalone, and don't let it stop you from reading the books, because the books are absolutely great. They're right along the same thing. A lot of stuff happens to this guy, but I did feel like you did, Vin, that they co-opted one character to be another character in this. They did a pretty good job truncating everything, but the actual story isn't even one that I've read yet, and I'm three books in. So
right. No, there's definitely some similarities, but they took a lot of liberties, and you just go, all right.
Yeah. Well, they got to squeeze it into 2 hours. What else could they do? You can't really get into the, you know, psychology of the whole thing. So anyway, that cheered us right up, you know.
What was your review of the movie?
I'll give it what is it, out of five?
Out of five,
yeah. I'll say it was a 3.75. Great action flick.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of crazy stunts and good. It was good. I really enjoyed it, but the company I was with enjoyed it as well, and it would, so that contributes to it. Like when everyone's like, yeah, and We were all very...
Oh.
I think it was an outlet for us. When we got back on our bikes after eating...
And did you walk your bikes back?
You know, we were on bike paths nearly the whole way. There's only one small section of road that we had to go on. And we were just, we all had the same thought. I'm like, let's be extra, extra, extra careful. Like that was, you know, to have gotten there on a bike and then to have a horrific bike accident happen right in front of us. We were all on red alert.
Yep.
But it was a beautiful day. I'm so sorry for that guy. I hope he's okay. And, you know, that's everyone who's going to ride a bike this weekend. Be extra careful.
Was the biker a guy, one of the pro guys in the disco ball outfit mm-hmm. and all, or was he just a normal bike rider guy?
Truly, so there was us, then there was like a bit of driveway, then there were cars parked on the side, and the accident happened behind the cars, and we didn't get up to go. I didn't want to see that. None of us wanted to see what happened. So I don't know. I didn't see the accident happen. And I didn't see what the guy was wearing or what kind of bike he was on. I have no idea whose fault it was. All I heard was the prolonged, chilling moaning. But like a dude with a deep voice, like oh.
Oh, that's
It was horrific. Awful. Like, really. I almost felt like we should leave. But they just put our...
Oh, God.
I know. It was awful, Vin. It was, and it went on. It was, and then there's the lady sobbing on the side, and some other lady comforting her. Yes. Yeah. Closer. That's definitely close. Yeah. Oh. So I don't know, and I didn't. I didn't go over to. It
That's
is, and I have to say, it is tempting. Like, John and Jim were like,
well, yeah, you're,
and...
you know what? I'm going to have to take back your junior reporter badge because, you know, you're supposed to have gone over there and asked questions, but all right.
I don't want to ask any questions. I didn't want to know. Honestly, it was a nightmare as it was.
It's okay if you put your helmet on and walk over. That way you're a part of the people. Like, that's my guy. You all right?
Well, there were a ton of people around. Like, truthfully, there was a thick knot of people around this guy, and I just didn't want to go be part of that. I felt it just felt gross to... Of course you want to, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a sick part of all of us that wants to go, well, let me go see what happened to that guy. But I have done that in the past, looked at an accident on the highway or whatever, and those images are burnt into my brain. Like, I'm picturing one in particular right now that I never... I don't want to add to that. And I was afraid, especially based on this guy's moaning. I'm like, oh, God. Yep. Like, I don't want to go. Yeah. Anyway, it was not... That was not an excellent day for him.
Maybe he might want a sip of your margarita? No?
I was just having a water.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to be good.
No drinking last night?
No, can't do that. Plus, Vinny, it was like 3:30 in the afternoon when this all went down.
Oh.
Right. We started the Gray Man at 4:45. And then when it was over, it was 7:00. I'm like, okay, I gotta go.
I'll never understand why all you people who can drink freely don't drink more, but okay.
Yeah. We just, if you could understand it, you might actually not have a problem
with
it, I guess.
Going on there. I mean, if I were you, I'd have had a ton of drinks last night. What are you, crazy?
I can't explain why. I don't know why, but it's just a little different for everyone, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All right, Kayla, listen, that's in the past.
Mm-hmm. Let's party.
Today we're going to have a great day. Everyone be
have
very...
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Thank you, Maria. Everybody be very safe this weekend because we all, obviously, we want to see you back here on Monday. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
All right.
That's right. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.